Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 25th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Brothers and sisters, my website has been messed with. I seem to be encountering a lot of intensified difficulties these days with getting the word out. My website has been messed with, and from day one. But as with all the harassment I'm dealing with, and also from day one, each day it's growing more intense, this harassment. So I just want you to know that if you have difficulty finding the shows, we are going to be on the page Embracing Global Goals for a while yet. So if the links to the shows and they're listed by date don't work, please look for it. And I'm just going to thank you in advance for your patience and for listening, as always. Sisters and brothers, today's show considers the possibility that it's not disparity in material wealth that is power's greatest motive, but rather disparity in knowledge. For the pursuit of truth, of which it's the token, can lead to wisdom, and wisdom can't be bought, sold, or bartered. But what they imagine, they hoard and aggregate, is not knowledge, but its absence. Because true knowledge can't be bought, sold, or bartered, and certainly not hoarded. Three other themes of our show today. What does it mean to be strategic? As I heard this from multiple Black Lives Matter representatives, that what they do comes from that place, that awareness. But seeing the state accurately is key to our developing a successful strategy, which means those mental and physical spaces which can harbor dismissed discussions, dismissed from the airwaves, conversations, must become a priority. Because if we're subjects of a global state system, an interstate system, seeing this exposes the claim that I heard this week as false, that, quote, we can't fight imperialism abroad without fighting its expression, state violence, here in the U.S. first, unquote. And once that discussion finds a public forum, our organization can advance. And what is Martin Luther King's radical legacy? Because this was also discussed over the airwaves this week. And lastly, getting to know our opponent. We said last week we don't know our opponent. So how can we be engaged in a class struggle? How do we know, understand our opponent so that we can get power off our backs? And the thread that ties these themes together is the question, which comes first in our evolution to freedom? Seeing ourselves accurately or seeing the state accurately? Because the ruthlessness of states requires, as its flip side and complement, our diminishment, our disconnection from our power, which means disconnection from ourselves, which is the ancestors. I mean, that's what we embody. Once we're conscious of ourselves, disconnection from ourselves, the earth, and each other. Repeatedly over the airwaves, I heard folks say that we, quote unquote, here in the U.S. have freedom of speech. And I think, sure, so long as you don't mind becoming a target, running daily gauntlets that increase over time, while enduring invisible bombardments, risking peace of mind, health, and life. And repeatedly this week, I heard references to the omnipresence of agents, now and historically, clogging the arteries of dissent here in the U.S. For instance, there was a pundit who'd written a book about Martin Luther King, who mentioned in passing, almost as if it was too obvious to be discussed, that two folks on his staff were FBI agents. Another, with a book about Billie Holiday and what she had to endure from FBI harassment. And by the way, you know, if they were on Billie's ass, they were on Aretha's and Janice's and Jimmy's, and, you know, it's a long list, a very long list. Bob Marley, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, I suspect. That they are doing this to me reveals the tactic to my satisfaction. And unfortunately, it does change everything in how you see when folks drop out or get ill or lose their lives, quote unquote, naturally, if they were righteous folk challenging power, which means all strokes, congested hearts, and cancers are suspicious if these are righteous folk challenging power, which simply means free folk shining, free folk. Shining challenges power. Those who tap into the root, our own power. These power guys, these global state statesmen, they want all creativity on leash so they can claim to be its generator and patron. Free folk shining just don't fit with their picture of the Republic. They want every single one of us utterly dependent